Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, September 16th, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. New allegations emerge against Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and lightning strikes are more likely than a forced arbitration win. Those stories and more coming up. President Donald Trump is standing by Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh in light of new allegations regarding sexual misconduct from his college years. The New York Times published the excerpt of a new book detailing the incident, which Kavanaugh had previously denied. On Sunday, Trump tweeted that Kavanaugh should start suing people for libel, or the Justice Department should come to his rescue. Kavanaugh's nomination solidified a conservative majority for the Supreme Court. A new report says workers and consumers are more likely to be struck by lightning than win a case through the so-called forced arbitration process. We get the story from Eric Tegedoff.
Tens of millions of workers and consumers have signed agreements to not sue companies and instead settle through arbitration. A new report says they're more likely to be struck by lightning than win a case through the so-called forced arbitration process. The American Association for Justice analyzed data from the two largest arbitration providers between 2014 and 2018 and found that of the 60 million employees subject to forced arbitration, only 282 were awarded monetary damages. Larry Shannon with the Washington State Association for Justice says the state Supreme Court tried to bar these agreements, but the U.S. Supreme Court preempted states in 2018.
The U.S. Supreme Court drew a roadmap to give immunity to these corporations by imposing these forced arbitration agreements on individual consumers and workers.
The AAJ estimates there are 800 million forced arbitration clauses in effect for consumers. However, only 6,000 cases are brought forward each year, with consumers winning just an average of 382 of them. Supporters of forced arbitration say it's easier and less expensive than a trial. Shannon says there are cases when arbitration makes sense.
We fully support arbitration and alternative dispute resolution measures when they are entered into in a process to resolve a dispute, not before a dispute has ever arisen.
Last week, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee passed the Forced Arbitration Injustice Repeal Act, which would end this involuntary practice. A vote on the House floor could come as soon as this week.
Top congressional Democrats are telling President Donald Trump that universal background checks are a crucial piece of any gun control legislation. The Trump administration is expected to announce its proposal to curb gun violence as soon as this week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said they spoke to Trump by phone on Sunday and said that any policy without background checks won't get the job done. This is PNS. Troubling information has been uncovered about the use of so-called classified chemicals in fracking operations in Ohio. New research from the Partnership for Policy Integrity shows the oil and gas industry injected potentially toxic chemicals more than 11,000 times into roughly 1,400 fracking wells between 2013 and 2018. Report author Dusty Horwick contends it's cause for concern.
Many secret chemicals have health risks, and there are multiple potential pathways of exposure, including leaks and spills, underground migration, also road spreading of these chemicals.
Ohio law allows well owners to conceal chemical formulas as trade secrets. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is moving to ban the sale of flavored electronic cigarettes in the Empire State by declaring the use of vaping a public health emergency. The governor signed an executive order requiring vaping to be included in New York's anti-tobacco campaigns and said the state is confronting the crisis head-on. In other health news, Black and Hispanic people having a stroke are less likely than their white counterparts to get critical treatments, according to new research from the American Heart Association's journal Stroke.
The study shows that one reason is that minority stroke patients don't get to the hospital fast enough, says Dr. Jason Freeman, the association's Virginia ambassador.
Lack of trust in medical care, belief that symptoms are going to get better, concern about cost, lack of health insurance. There are many reasons why people end up presenting later to the emergency room.
Dr. Freeman, a physician of color, says that although doctors always need to work on unconscious biases, personal prejudice was highly unlikely in the study finding of racial disparities. I'm Diane Bernard.
Now to Colorado, where a Denver Housing Authority redevelopment project is growing a bounty harvest of fresh, healthy produce for residents in the state's poorest census tract.
The corn is high and the collards full and dark green at Sun Valley Grow Farm, but the star attraction at Friday's food stand are hot peppers needed for many African and Asian recipes. This is the first year Sun Valley neighbors have been able to share in the harvest of kale, beans, carrots, cucumbers, and more. Brienne Darby with Denver Botanic Gardens says the one-acre farm isn't just providing access to healthy produce with a much higher nutrient density than food shipped across country.
It's really more about empowerment and allowing for food to be grown in a community where maybe in the past that was prohibited. And we want to make sure that people know that this is a space that you can grow food that is ethnically important to you.
Sun Valley, just southwest of Denver's business district, is the poorest census tract in Colorado. It's also one of the most diverse, a place many immigrant and refugee families call home. The urban farm is part of a larger redevelopment effort by Denver Housing Authority, which will create additional mixed-income housing units, a much-needed upgrade from the 60-year-old public housing complex and retail space. I'm Eric Galatas.
I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.